Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
LTV, what's it mean? Who's it for? Where are we going? Hey, everybody, it's Sam Crowley. I want to talk about the long-term value, not loan-to-value, the long-term value on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. What is up, my friends? 220 countries all around the world. The Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's dive right into it. Hey, I want to talk about Steve and Emily. Steve and Emily, who are they? You have no idea who they are, but I'm going to share a very powerful story. And these are two individuals who Steve, I gave 10 grand to, Emily, 18 grand or so. And I'm going to tell you why I gladly wired it as fast as I could get it out of my hands to them because of the long-term value. So let's start with Steve. Okay. Steve's the guy I paid 10 grand to last month to build out the Facebook funnel. And that was simply copywriting. You know, do you know how much it costs to have a really good copywriter? I've paid 5 grand for a sales page, 7 grand for a sales page, 2 grand for a blog post, you know, because why? They're so good at what they do. And I've had horrible copywriters. Here's the funny part. A good copywriter doesn't really need to brag because their work speaks for themselves. Doesn't that sound familiar? Like in anything we do, our work kind of speaks for ourselves. Bad copywriters got to put out there all of the stuff that they're super duper great at, and you know all of this, all of the platitudes and all this great stuff. Let me tell you something, okay? Steve built me a funnel. Oh, by the way, he works really well inside Infusionsoft, which is a huge plus. I mean, Infusionsoft. Man, I've been with them 12 years. They call it Confusionsoft for a reason, guys. It is, of all the different CRMs out there, I feel like I'm being held hostage. Like I'm in this relationship with somebody and I can't leave because I'm hostage. Anyway, he really does Infusionsoft well, and he built the entire campaign. So my Facebook, basically my ad program goes from Facebook ad, which is nothing more than a post on your business page that it's not promoting or boosting. It's using that post now to drive traffic. So it goes from that ad to a landing page, launchmymovement.com. That's the page. And then they enter their email and then they go into my autoresponder. They can book a call right then and there. These are people who have no idea who I am. Okay. So the goal is to get them to know, love, and trust me, and then book the call and then get on the call and to see if they want to become a coaching client, you know? And I start my lower level programs, the 3 grand, the 5 grand, things like that. And it's funny, I was on a call with a guy last night, great guy. And he couldn't get started at the 3 grand or 5 grand level. And he had mentioned, I imagine, you know, for everybody it's money. I go, no, actually it's not. Money is never the objection. Everybody's got 3 grand to put on a credit card. I mean, if that weren't the case, nobody would ever take a vacation, buy an iPhone, or you know, do 1,000 other things they do with credit cards. So money's never the issue. And here, let me help you out, my friend, okay? As a marketer, you need to know money is never an objection, okay? Everybody has access to 5 grand. Everybody can put 5 grand on a credit card. Or if they can't, listen, I was bankrupt. I know, I didn't have a credit card. My wife had a credit card I put 5 grand on to become a co-author of a book. So I know when people use that objection, it's just not a priority. And I have them, you know, and I don't do this with everybody. I'm like, look, do you really want me to tell you the truth? Yeah, look, that's why I booked a call. I would love. Just say right now that your message and your movement is not a priority to you. And that hurts to hear, but it's the truth. Because if it were a priority, you'd get started right now. But we cannot, when people book the call, that a lot of them, almost everybody thinks that they're interviewing me, you know, to see what I got to offer. And it's the opposite. I'm interviewing them. And I told the guy that, look, I get on these calls. I'm trying to find the next Sam Crowley, male or female, doesn't matter where you live. I'm trying to find the next Sam Crowley. I'm trying to find somebody who's got an insatiable desire to launch this movement, to get their message out, who understands the value of how important it is to have a really crystal clear message that resonates with people. That's it. So I'm interviewing you. So I got kind of a kick out of the line. Well, I guess it's probably the money with it. No, it's not. I've had people wire me $25,000 a half hour after getting off the call. That's never the problem. Okay. So Steve, I paid him 10 grand. Here's why. I connected with Steve in 2013, 2014, somewhere in there. He was bumping around out there. Great guy. Certainly isn't doing what he was doing. He's probably done over a couple million in the past year doing what he's doing now for people, building these funnels. And I kept him in my email, you know, just checked up on him every once 8 months or so, see how things are going. I mean, by checking up, I mean just checking him out on Facebook, putting his name in there, see what he's got going on. And I would watch his business grow and grow, and he would kind of bump around. But he found a sweet spot, man, building these funnels for coaches, consultants, and really rocking it out with really great copy. So now he's in a couple million-dollar business, and he's doing really, really well. I sent him 10 grand. I said, that's the long-term value. Steve helped me build out the funnel for my audio book, Every Day is Saturday. But that was a $5 opt-in. You know, that was no big deal. But now, because he did that pretty good, I figured now he's doing really well. Cool. Let's you know. Now, Steve didn't get my 10 grand 5 years ago. He just got it a month ago. When you bring on people into your funnel, whether you get their email address or their phone number or they follow you on Facebook, do not get caught in the trap of, I got to make money right away. How fast can I monetize these people? Because the really big money is not in the immediate impact, it's in the long term. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've gotten on a call with just in the last 2 months who saw me speak 5-6 years ago at an event and just came on board at the 3 or 5 grand level, okay? So 5 years ago, they might have paid me $1,000 for my podcasting course, maybe, or they just followed me on social media. And now they came on board 3, 5, some of them $10,000, $25,000 clients 3 or 4 years later. So understand the power of the long-term value of these people that are opting into your funnel, following you on social media, just continue to lead with integrity, authenticity, and putting your best stuff. I mean, your best, that's why I put my best stuff out there, guys, because it immediately plants the seed in somebody's minds like, damn, this Crowley guy gives away everything on the front. I can't imagine if I work with him one-on-one what that must be like. And that is really powerful. So understand that concept. Emily, I had managed some Facebook ads for me over 3 years ago, paid her $1,000 a month. That's it. Great girl, up and comer, super focused, hard worker. And I just didn't end up using her after about 3 or 4 months because I went in a different direction with that funnel. And that was it. You know, checked up on Emily. We stay friends. We are friends on Facebook. And I saw her business growing. Now she's got 29 employees, I believe, and just connected with her team yesterday and dropped $7,000 plus a commitment to do $4,000 a month with her to manage my Facebook ads over the next 3 months, plus 10% of ad spend, which if I'm spending $5,000 a month would be $500. So quick math. $4,000 a month times 3 months is $12,000. Setup fee is $3,000. That's 15, 10% of ad spend. Let's say $18,000 I've committed to over the next 3 months with Emily. Haven't talked to her in 3 years. Haven't done any business with her in over 3 years. Just sent her $18,000. Sent Steve 10. So I'm out. Let's just roughly round it. $30,000. I committed to $30,000 over the last month to my business, you know, to get more. I'm looking for the best clients. I'm looking for the next Sam Crowley. I don't care how much they know. I don't care anything about, everything's figure outable. I'm looking for the next passionate messenger because I know if they've got that, they've got the willingness to launch a movement, I can point them in the right direction, get their message so tight and launch their podcast for them that they are going to be cooking with gas, as we say, okay? So why do I tell you all this? Well, think about it. Steve, I didn't talk to for 5 years, sent him 10 grand. Emily, I haven't talked to in 3.5 years, sent her 18 grand. They stayed front of mind. They continue to build their business out. I've kept an eye on them from afar, and now I want to re-engage with them. I connected with both of them. I reached out to them. They didn't market me. They didn't blast me with emails. I'm not even on an email list with them. I don't know anything else about them other than we worked together 3 years ago. That's it. And not even really at a high level, you know? Really, if I might as well just, you know, they got my email type thing. Don't discount the value of an email address. If you continue to put out great content, these people will go from prospect to client and pay you a lot of money because of who you are. For no other reason other than who you are. And I'm telling you, with both Steve and with Emily, their message is tight. They really bring out the pain point in the marketer, and they really clearly identify the solution, the result that I always talk about. You've got to be able to communicate the pain that your audience is in, that your ideal client is in, and you got to equally effectively communicate the result that you deliver. You'll never have to worry about money again. These two didn't. I just sent 30 grand out in the last day, the last month, you know, and I'm happy to do it because I want to grow my business. And I know they will help me do that because they've clearly articulated the pain point that my business has currently, which is I need more great clients to launch out on speakers, on stages. I want to launch more speakers out on stages, more podcasters, and ideally everybody launch more messengers to the world. That's what I want to do. So think about that, all right? The long-term value of your client, you've got to know that. Don't go for the quick hit. Ain't about the quick hit. Go out there and build your brand. Go out there and build your message and give this thing time. Plant the seeds. The harvest is going to come, baby. The harvest is going to come, baby. All right? I would love to help you. Go to launchwithsam.com. We'll get on a call. And after that 30 minutes of you and I on a call, you'll clearly understand where you're going with this message. It will not be foggy at all. It'll be crystal clear. How clear? Crystal clear. Launchwithsam.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.